Earlier on Wednesday, the Humane Society of the U.S. held a news teleconference and issued statements about their intention to sue some 6 major hog operations in this country and 51 of their locations for possible violations of not reporting the amount of ammonia that they may be putting into the air from those hog facilities. 3 of the companies that were listed by the Humane Society of the U.S. are doing business in Oklahoma, and there were facilities of all 3 of those companies listed by the Humane Society of the U.S. in their list of 51. We asked Roy Lee Lindsay of the Oklahoma Pork Council his thoughts about this latest attack on the hog industry by HSUS.
Well, first of all, let's start with the notion that their allegations are that we did not file a report. This is so we're not talking about, quote, environmental harm. We're talking about we file a report with someone. And so that's number one. Number two, you know, I would question what is an animal welfare organization, animal rights activist group, pursuing environmental litigation. You know, as a charitable organization that's set up to do animal rights work, I don't know how this fits into their tax-free status on the environmental side. Second of all, you know, our producers are some of the best in the country at taking care of the environment and following the rules. You know, we've been engaged in ongoing research with EPA as a partner on air emissions for years. We finished up the science part of that research about 2 years ago, and we're waiting on EPA to come out with guidance and documentation to tell us what size farms need reporting and when do they need to report and how do we do that reporting. So a lot of this is smoke and mirrors, if you will. They're using it. They're very unhappy with the pork industry because we're opposed to federal law that sets farm animal production standards by way of the egg bill in this case, HSUS-UEP agreement. So they're trying anything they can to put pressure on National Pork Producers Council and on other members of the pork industry to get us to give them what they want, which would be to give up gestation stalls or to get out of their way and let them finish up the egg bill. And so this is less about the environment and more about their agenda of doing away with gestation stalls and ultimately doing away with people eating meat than it is the environment.
HSUS officials did spend a good bit of time during their news teleconference with the media talking about gestation crates, somehow tying that back to the emissions of ammonia in these hog facilities.
Yeah, and I guess I would tell you, you know, if I had a 200 sow farm and I had them in group housing inside, you know, it's, I don't know how hot it is in Oklahoma City today. I'm traveling, but it's 95 degrees, whatever it is in Oklahoma today. If I've got 200 sows in a group, in group housing in a barn, or I have 200 sows in individual housing in a barn, it doesn't change the amount of emissions in any way, shape, or form. So this is all about gestation stalls. And it's about their agenda to try to get the industry to move away from individual sow housing and into what HSUS believes is the better system. And so it's very similar to what they've done to United Egg Producers for years. We'll file lawsuit after lawsuit. We'll tie you up in court. We'll run up your costs. We'll make you spend money. And none of it is really in the line of better animal care. And, you know, our producers start every day with the goal of taking care of their animals and providing the best possible care. And you and I have talked about this before. I'll go back to the person best qualified to make those decisions is the person that works with those animals every day. And it's not somebody sitting in an office in Virginia. And it's certainly not somebody that works for the government. And that's why NPPC has been opposed to the egg bill. That's why the Oklahoma Pork Council is on record as being opposed to the egg bill. And that's not going to change.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, Roy Lee Lindsay. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.